Right now, in our current situation, a lot of us are thinking, how are we going to go about doing Pesach? It's important to remember that there's a mitzvah in the Torah, mitzvah aseh deraisa of simchis yomtiv, to be happy on yomtiv, v'samachta v'chagecha. And it's a mitzvah that applies to men, women, and children, each in their own way. We must ensure that our Pesach is a happy occasion for us, for our spouses, and for our children. And in all the hoo-ha, we should be conscious of the halacha that a person should never say, Kama Torah Pesach Zeh, how difficult is this Pesach? Indeed, there are justifications, limut zchus, for people that do practice that and do occasionally say, Kama Torah Pesach Zeh. But at the same time, this is the saying, Kama Torah Pesach Zeh, how difficult is Pesach, defeats the purpose. And some poskim say this is similar to the Ben Rasha, who says, Ma avodah zos lachem, how difficult is this job for us? We need to get into a frame of mind where the Pesach is a memorable experience, a pleasurable experience. Our kids are with us now. We're all at home with our kids. And our kids are going to remember this Pesach. The long-lasting effects of this Pesach will continue way after we, Baruch Hashem, overcome this particular challenge in Nisayin. What happens now, and what happens now, preparations for Pesach will have a long-lasting effect. And the most important thing for our children are their parents, the rock they can rely on at all times. Let's keep that bond very, very strong and remember how that's going to keep them in good stead always. The Friedrich Rebbe was once at one of the Sudas of Pesach. And there was a guest over there who wasn't familiar with our custom about gebrochs, about wet matzah, and he dipped his matzah into the borscht. And there was a whole to-do that broke out at the meal, and when the Friedrich Rebbe inquired what this is about, he was told because someone dipped their matzah into the borscht. And the Friedrich Rebbe said, it's much better to have a red matzah than to have a red Jew. To humiliate another Jew is much worse. Chametz is asr b'mashu, even a minute amount of chametz is forbidden. But there are other things that are equally asr b'mashu. Kas, anger, is asr b'mashu, even a small amount of anger is forbidden. Let us not allow our chametz to lead to kas, to anger in our homes. Now people need that extra support they can get. It's about some of the chumras regarding Pesach. The Poskim, the Rosh, and others use the expression Yisrael, Kedoshim, Hem, Yidden, are holy and go beyond the letter of the law. Some things fall under the rubric of Yisrael Kedoshim, and some things are not even part of Yisrael Kedoshim. They're milsi yaserta, they're just extra unnecessary things. Certain chumras and behaviors have developed, which are really not only not required in halacha, they're not even considered a chumra. Even when it comes to an actual chumra, in a case, b'makam choli, in a case, in a shas hadchak, in a desperate situation, many times poskim would say we can avoid that chumrah, we don't need to do that chumrah, and we wouldn't even require hataras nadarim. And certainly a milsi aserta, something which is just a totally unnecessary thing, which a person decided on his own, but has no source in halacha, such a thing doesn't require hataras nadarim at all times. The Rebbe Rashab said that he's scared from the idea of chumrah on Pesach. There's a lot of what to be scared of chumrah on Pesach. Chumrah comes is a balance. Chumrah has a positive aspect and a negative aspect too. It needs to be more the focus on hiddur, on making beautifying the mitzvah, rather than on the chumrah and the severity of the mitzvah. Rabbi Michal Zlotchev's son was sitting once with his chassidim, and he saw there was an individual that was eating matzah, which is shmura mishas tchina, grinded, watched, supervised from the time of grinding, in contrast to shmura mishas tzira, which many chassidim were particular about, that it should be supervised from the time of harvesting, and indeed that is the common custom today. And he told his chassidim, don't humiliate him, chas v'shalom. If another yid is eating that, then by the Eibush, this is special. And at that time he asked that he should be provided also with a matzah, which is shmurim shas techina, to show that this is also acceptable. When it comes to our cleaning for Pesach is not spring cleaning. Some people use the opportunity and think they could clean the entire house right now, but that's not what we're supposed to be doing right now. It has been famously said that kinder zayin nishkan karben Pesach, und schmutz is nishkan chametz. dirt is not chametz, and children should not be treated chas v'shalom like the carbon Pesach. We need to have our priorities straight. So from a halachic perspective, the way it works is as follows. And we'll go through a couple of guidelines. Generally, all the chumras are focused on eating, although we can't have chametz in our possession, but the bigger focus is on the areas of where we eat, our kitchens or dining rooms, or something will come to our mouth. The halacha tells us, makom she'ein machnisim bei chametz ein tzarich bedika, a place where chametz never goes in and norm does not require bedikas chametz. Something that if a person in the middle of a meal would get up while he's eating and go to that room is considered makom shemachnisim bechametz and would require bedikas chametz. But there's certain places which we'll never go to with chametz, and therefore they don't need bedikas chametz. In a house where there are kids, they often get their fingers in all different places, but even so, high places where they can't reach does not require bedikas chametz. Certainly there's no obligation to wash the wall, to scrape the ceiling, and those kind of things that are not required according to halacha. Likewise, we don't have to move the fridge and the oven. Under the oven and oven in the fridge does not require bedikas chametz. The halacha is, the Samech Tzedek rules so, that a places that we sell to the goy does not require bedikas chametz and don't need to be cleaned. We have an option, we could lock up closets, rooms, entire areas that we won't be accessing on Pesach and sell it to the goy. Make sure that any place, anything that you don't want to clean, lock it up, seal it up, put a piece of tape on it, write it that it's sold to the goy. Even if it's actual chametz gomer, it is our custom that we sell even chametz gomer, and we dafka sell chametz gomer to show that this is a real sale. And even someone who has this minig, that generally speaking, he'd rather not sell real chametz, in a situation like this, he could be mevatel his hanhaga, change his behavior, and he does not require hataras nadarim. Anything which is smaller than the size of a kezayis, a small amount of chametz, a crumb, or even bigger than a crumb, and it's soiled, which means it's not edible, people wouldn't normally eat it, may stay in the house over Pesach. Even if it's more than a kezayis, if it's totally pugum and inedible, more than just soiled, it's also not a problem on Pesach. And therefore, one of the solutions very often comes to a place which is hard to clean, if you just pour a cleaning agent on it and making it pugum before the zman of bir chametz, that will be sufficient. We can also rely on the help of our children, and those who are allowing cleaning ladies into their homes can have cleaning help, non-Jewish cleaning help, and we can rely on them in cleaning out for Pesach. Just make sure to check over everything and see that everything was cleaned properly. There's an expression that in Galicia the minig was that the way they prepared for Pesach was the day before Erev Pesach, they took a broom, umad gemach Pesach dig. In our current situation, that might be the only way we could do things. There's no chiv to mop, there's no obligation to use a vacuum cleaner. Sweeping in itself is sufficient. As long as we sweep up the area, clean up the area, and we see no visible chametz, that is sufficient. And if we have clothing, toys, svarim, benchers, anything that we're not going to be using on Pesach, just have them locked up and they'll be included in the sale. The sale of chametz this year might present some difficulties. We are working on setting up, through the Bezdin, an internet system where people can access and sell the chametz there, and it shall be up and running in a couple of days in Mitzvah Hashem. That is perfectly legitimate in terms of mechiras chametz. There might be an extra room to go make a kinyan, but that is not a necessary thing. That's an extra thing. And normally, when we come before Pesach, we try to go out of our way and do that, but this is not a requirement. And this can be, it's an equal, it's a valid sale for all purposes when it's done over the internet. Many have asked a question about tefillas kelim, new dishes, new pots and pans, about toiling them where they have no access to a mikveh nowadays. If there's no access to a mikveh, one could take the pots and pans, give them as a gift to a non-Jew, then ask the non-Jew to borrow it from him, and now it's considered a non-Jew's item, and it does not require to be immersed. This is not a long-term solution, it's a short-term solution in our current situation, which we hope will really be very, very short-term. And after such time, where it could be toivel, one should toivel it then again, but without a bracha. When it comes to beer chametz, if there won't be any public fires, and it'll be difficult to arrange a fire to burn chametz, one could take the chametz and flush it down the toilet, and that is also sufficient. We can also put it in the garbage in advance and make sure that the garbage gets taken off our possession before Pesach. Or alternatively, like we said, pour bleach or clean some cleaning agent. Siyum on Erev Pesach. It's a good idea to start now learning something to be able to make a siyum. It could even be a short mesichta. Mesichta Mishnayis, like Mesichta Savis, is fine. That is the preferred option. And if someone can't even do that, where there's no other choice, they can rely on hearing a siyum over the phone. And last but not least, those that are elderly, those that need help, should not hesitate asking for help. By you asking someone else for help, you're doing a mitzvah and giving an opportunity to increase in Avos Yisrael. We're helping one another, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. Yidin are guarantors one for another, Arevim are sweet one to another, and Arevim mix with one another. We're having difficulty with Arevim with mixing one another these days, and we're practicing social distancing, but that doesn't take away from the arvus, the feeling of responsibility to another Yid. This is a time where everybody feels our Avos Yisrael is what we're working on most. Let's try to reach out to other people, and you reach out to other people and ask for their help. The Eibusha should give us a chag, kosher v'sameach, gezuntheit nefreilichheit, and Mashiach now should be zeichet to be makriv, a korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and Mashiach should come well before that, taken from